Hello, and thank you for listening again. Today, let's start to put the whole thing together to see the bigger picture so that we can begin to apply it to our lives in a very practical, functional way. The first thing to understand is, and the most important thing to understand is, not that spiritual unfoldment is a complicated process. It is not a building up. It is not a learning. It is not a becoming. It has nothing to do with rituals. It has nothing to do with techniques, methodologies. It has nothing to do with what you think it is. Spiritual unfoldment is the simplest thing. And all that needs to occur in order for it to, that virtuous cycle to occur, is a releasing and relaxing into what is, while releasing that which has been blocking the awareness of what is. Releasing the baggage that has been creating a disharmonious mess of the present moment, that has been creating disharmony in the present moment. The baggage of the past, the concepts of the self, the feeling associations, traumas, emotional imbalances that stem fundamentally from a sense of otherness and the belief in self. Now, there are tools that help the process of unfoldment. Primarily, meditation is a fantastic tool for this process, so long as the meditation is dynamic, which means non-sedentary. So long as it is natural, which means nothing is added beyond what the human body is born with, and that it is not burdened by a feeling of special, so long as the meditation is kept in its proper place, it will be able to serve in the most efficient way possible. There is no need to go into worship. There is no need to follow a guru, although teachers can be beneficial. In my life, I've had a number of teachers that served to help realize this process. Ultimately, this process had to be realized directly. No one can do the work for anyone. And it really isn't work, but it is a process that requires awareness and intention, dedication to what is now, beyond the mind's definition of it, to whatever this is, and to the awareness of that which is blocking the awareness of whatever this is. When this virtuous cycle begins to occur, a lightening of the load that has been blocking awareness of what is begins to occur, and a natural sense of harmony begins to grow. However, as this process occurs, we also must realize that we have to go through these traumas, these disharmonies, and experience them fully in order for those disharmonies to resolve, which means it's not always pleasant. In fact, it oftentimes requires great courage to look in the face of fear. The self exists because of a sense of insecurity, a sense of otherness. Self covers over, or attempts to is an attempt to cover over, that sense of insecurity, that sense of otherness, the sense of disconnectedness. And because of the investment of energy in the self has taken on a life of its own and fights to survive. And this will cause sometimes visceral fear in the individual. Viewed from outside, that fear makes no sense. But to the individual, It is very, very real, very, very powerful. This will occur on occasion. We must be willing to go through this. Furthermore, we must be willing to admit when this process brings up disharmony. Integrity is absolutely vital to this process. There is no self-image to protect. We don't have to pretend to be spiritually wise or gurus. We don't have to put on a spiritual mask and act like all is well when in truth we're suffering from great disharmony within. And so therefore, when these disharmonies arise, we admit them. Certainly within the body, there is admittance of this because pride is not beneficial. Release pride when it arises. If we find a feeling of protectiveness, of self-image, that is an indication of an identification. And therefore, the first movement, the first awareness is towards that identification, a releasing of that pride, and allowing for an actualization of the principles in our lives. No longer blocked by pride. When an identification occurs that is so powerful that we are not able to relax into it, allow it to flow through, to amplify. It might mean going into your bathroom and gritting your teeth and clenching your fists and yelling and shaking and just moving that energy out. We're not going to resist. Doesn't mean we have to let that energy out on other individuals. That would be a lack of responsibility. If that does occur, of course, an apology is often warranted. So, in our process now, we're going to become very, very aware of what is happening within the body. What is happening within emotions? What is happening within thoughts? Feeling these things within the body, feeling the associated meanings within the body, relaxing into that awareness, allowing the senses to balance and take in the totality of what is in this moment, and no longer intellectualizing the moment. So there's this idea within the mind that even what this is right now is divided up into moments. That itself is a mental construct. There are no moments, in truth. There simply is this. We're going to relax into this. Now, one person's experience of this is not the same as another person's experience of this, because the brain is tuned to be aware of only a small fraction of what this is. And depending on how far along the process the individual has gone in the unfoldment process, there may be a greater awareness of what is happening within this than another person who has not gone as far in the process. The meditation helps to allow for extra information to come through. That is part of what this is. To an individual who has not done the meditations but has settled into what this is, there may still be an identification with physicality and the body, and a limitation imposed on the senses, therefore limiting the information available to the individual. That person's experience of what this is going to be less colorful, less information-filled than another person's. However, it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. Sometimes extra information is not desired. How would it be to know when others are lying? How would it be to know when everybody else is going through some disharmonies because you can feel it within your own body? Unless we are very, very stable in our process of realization of this and able to accept others' pains without trying to interfere or fix them. That information can be very, very hard to handle. Now, as we go through the meditation process, we may start to become aware of things that other individuals consider to be impossible to be aware of. I highly encourage the listener not to demonstrate that they have this extra information or that they have extra unusual abilities. First of all, that's not the reason why we do this. If it is, the spiritual unfoldment process stops. The motivation for spiritual unfoldment is pure. It is not for special abilities. It is not to flaunt your knowledge and wisdom and understanding. It is not to dominate people with spiritual trivia. It is purely liberation and the desire to serve from liberation, from what is, through what is, in what is. So be very careful about demonstrating or sharing information that you get as a result of practicing this meditation. It will turn you into a zoo animal, and others will start to seek you out for this information. And their seeking is not because they're looking for unfoldment, but simply because they're in fear and they want to know what's going to happen. And they don't want to rest into what is. Instead, they want to avoid what is. Avoidance does not bring about spiritual unfoldment, does not bring about wisdom, does not bring about awareness. Therefore, be very, very careful what you share. So I want to thank you for joining this process. Again, I'm always available to help. If you have any questions, please contact me at any time. Remember, keep it simple. Enjoy the process. Relax into what is. Be aware of disharmony as it occurs. Isness is aware of the totality. It is also aware of the specifics. Isness is aware of the harmony. It is also aware of the disharmony born through a sense of self. So we're not covering up the awareness. We're not pretending not to see evil, as it were. Of course there is no evil, but disharmony in this case. The question is, can disharmony be seen from a harmonious place? So thank you. From the speaker to the listener, blessings be with you. And I will have other videos coming out from time to time. I'll also inform you of lessons and intensives that I offer around the country at my own property. So we do intensives on meditation and studying very various different aspects of the meditation and what the study of meditation can do. There really is a tremendous degree of potential understanding and ability through the unfoldment process that we can tap into for the sake of service, for the sake of greater understanding. As well as I teach the martial arts, as well as there is the teaching of the martial arts that are taught are based off of harmony. They're based off of the meditation and the frequencies of consciousness. To learn to be in the center of the hurricane, where there is peace. There's turmoil without, but the center of that hurricane is calm and silent and at peace and is unperturbable. This is the teaching of the martial arts as it comes through this school. So thank you. I'm eager to hear your experiences you've had, and many blessings.